Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Hey, Tigger and Beck. Hope everything's going well for you and your listeners. This is Travis Wolf here from Clear Springs Cattle Company, and we're gearing up for our 2026 Bred for Balance sale. It's going to be February 13th this next year here in Starbuck, Minnesota. Join us on DV Auction or check out our website, bredforbalance.com, and follow myself, Travis Wolf, on Facebook to stay updated with all the latest lot information and catalog. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's the Clear Springs Cattle Company and their annual Bred for Balance sale February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota, home of Superior Simmental and Semangus Genetics. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. Can I be the first to say it? Merry Christmas!
Absolutely. I hope Santa Claus brought you everything that you wanted. And I know when it comes to Christmas Day dinner, or maybe like Christmas Eve too, when you're with friends and family, there tends to be some traditions. I know a lot of times in my family, it was always turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing. It was the same darn thing as Thanksgiving, and I am so glad we changed that up. Now we are into prime rib. Oh, yeah. But I know there are some families that have a lot of fun with this, and they say, let's make our own pizza.
Well, that's what we did last night. That is family's tradition. It's Christmas Eve is always pizza.
And make it easy and fun, and it's easy cleanup, and don't have to worry about it.
I think the biggest thing is that everyone should just be thankful today to have one another, to have a roof over your head, just all of the warm feelings that Christmas is about.
And it's not just on Christmas Day, because I know there's a lot of people that they have to celebrate after the holidays or sometimes before, you know, because families are scattered around and people have to work different odd shifts and hours. So a lot of times the celebration of Christmas and said feast is many times after Christmas.
It might be after our New case. Year's. Your side of the family, we aren't having until after New Year's.
Yeah, it's going to be another few weeks yet. In fact, I remember one year, didn't we celebrate Christmas? It was like in May.
It was, yes.
I think that
true.
Was during the COVID era when they said, everybody can't get together, and we waited till May. But the biggest thing, I hope you enjoy today, regardless where you're at.